When Vice President Kamala Harris flew to France last week, her husband, Doug Emhoff, was at her side. It was their first diplomatic trip abroad as a couple. And it was the first time the world saw a second gentleman from the United States accompany his wife to Europe. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid has this report.
Most of the vice president's trip was focused on diplomatic business, but she did take time out Saturday morning to swing by this iconic Parisian cookware shop.
I am looking around, but what have I got?
Harris is known as a cooking aficionado. As she gazed at the rows and rows of copper pots, Emhoff stood awkwardly to the side. A journalist asked her if the second gentleman is a good cook.
He's an apprentice.
She taught me during COVID.
Yeah, I realized I could not.
Out of necessity. After almost burning down our apartment, then I got a little bit better.
It was just a small moment, but one that indicated how Emhoff has been taking a conventional approach to his new job while symbolically sending a message about gender equity. Catherine Jellison at Ohio University has researched political spouses, and she says America's first second gentleman is largely doing what's traditionally done amongst second spouses.
Following the usual patterns, playing the part of the dutiful political spouse, very supportive.
But she says there's one big difference.
People aren't very focused on his wardrobe. In his case, what color tie will he wear? That kind of thing.
And indeed, when they walked into dinner at the Elysee Palace, no one was photographing Emhoff for his sartorial choices. But when Harris was busy speaking on the world stage or dealing with diplomatic meetings behind closed doors, Emhoff was on a cultural mission. On Friday, as Harris wrapped up a press conference and rushed off in a motorcade to discuss developments in Libya with a group of world leaders, Emhoff visited a culinary institute and met with students learning to cook and bake. It was a striking reversal of gender roles. Back in July, this former high-powered entertainment lawyer was asked if it's been difficult for him to embrace his new role.
So when I had the honor of being in this role, because this country elected the first woman vice president, whose name is Kamala Harris, who happens to be my wife, I did embrace it. And I just raised my hand and I said, where do you need me? I'm going to go where I'm needed and where I can help.
He was visiting a mobile vaccination clinic in Louisiana on that trip.
And on the COVID piece, on these vaccinations, I'm not going to stop. This administration is not going to stop until we continue to get the word out.
Emhoff has visited 30 states since January, often focusing on vaccines. He told NBC he wants to set an example.
Men have to step up and step up for the people that they love and actually show it.
It's a line he reiterated in Paris and said he's going to use this role to keep on spreading that message. Asma Khalid, NPR News.